You're listening to the Reabu podcast once more with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. You know, Simon, one of the key backstops that people use in order to get paid is to activate the lawyer. You've already sent your threatening emails, you've made copious numbers of phone calls, and, well, you just don't see any option that before you take them to court, you get the obligatory lawyer's letter. It'll cost you several hundred dollars, pounds, or depending on the currency where you are, it'll cost you a relatively small amount with what you think, or for what you think, is going to finally spur the customer into action. But I have to tell you, Simon, I've never once seen that work, where a lawyer's letter actually gets the customer to pay.
Well, first of all, if you've got to that stage, you've got a problem. Secondly, the lawyer will be only too happy to take your money.
Yes. Sorry to all the lawyers out there.
But it's not. There's really only two possible outcomes. If the customer that owes you this money has no money or they've gone out of business, then no amount of lawyering is going to get blood out of a stone. Okay, I mean, that's the reality. So again, I would avoid ever getting to that stage by staying close enough to the customer to understand their situation. Now, if you're coming into a situation where you've got a big pile of overdue and you're feeling rather sorry for yourself and you're not too sure what to do about it, then think of it in these terms. Because of the 80-20 rule, the rule that was adduced by Vilfredo Pareto about 100 years ago, which said that 20% of your customers, in effect, are responsible for 80% of your business activity, meaning that if you have a big pile of overdue, 80% of that overdue will be down to 20% of your customers. You must love those customers to death. That's the way to get on top of your receivables. Starting today, starting tomorrow, start to become very close to them by telephone so that any issues that they have, you identify, get out of the way, resolve, and you keep loving them to the point where they get into the habit of paying you on
yes.
time.
It's very difficult for the customer to love you back if you've sent them a lawyer's letter, isn't it?
Well, my point would be that in terms of anything that is a third-party approach or is automated, or indeed many of the things that companies routinely do out of frustration, I would really avoid them.
What other things do you have in mind?
I mean, for example, you've got lots of software that has automated reminder cycles.
Yes.
In England, it's called dunning. Uh-huh. Very old English word, dunning is chasing money. It's owed to you, you know. The reality is that's not very productive because that engenders a very particular kind of behavior anyway. It's like a lot of behavior to do with payments. If you actually step back and think about it, you're actually educating the customer to behave in the wrong way, not the right way. Just as I rarely pay my utilities bill until the day before I'm going to get the pink notice. The reason is why? Because I know I'm going to get a pink notice, and I know when that is, you know?
You mean you know you're going to get the first reminder, the second reminder, the final reminder?
Yes. So many softwares will allude to their fantastic dunning features, which is you can do a letter whenever you like. And I would only do those kinds of automated letters with the 80% of your customers who constitute 20% of what you're owed. In other words, focus the intimacy on the smaller number of customers, the 20% who constitute most of what you're owed, and for the ones who are many and large in number, so you might be hundreds of customers who owe you only 20% of your, so the aggregate amount owed by individual customers of that kind is very low. It's something like a hundredth of the amount owed by the bigger customers. Automate that.
Mm. So,
because you can afford to cut those customers off because they're relatively small. So automate that and be absolutely clear about your deadlines.
So what if you're listening to this and you're saying, okay, well, you have or you have not got an automated email reminder system, but you've certainly now considered, or maybe you've already done it, that you've instructed a lawyer to send a threatening letter on your behalf. If you do not pay by stipulated date, we will reserve all rights to take action against you. You know those sort of letters.
Yeah.
Should you now say, okay, well, I've listened to what Simon has to say, I'd better hold off, but then what? Or should you say, oh, well, to hell with it, I'm just going to do it anyway?
Well, you may have, if you're already in a mess, you may already have things like that underway. What astonishes me is how often, and we talked about this a lot, when companies have got into an adversarial situation with their customer, there are underlying misalignments, discrepancies, unmet expectations, which lie behind these situations. And because of this, of the sort of megaphone nature of these exchanges, you know, which is, you haven't paid me, how dare you, you know, and then a lawyer says, you haven't paid me, how dare you. Well,
yes.
Has anyone actually politely asked, is there an issue? Right. How can I help you?
To step back from the edge.
How can we do better? Hmm. Because as you know, I have frequently asserted, and I believe it to be true, that 80% of the time that you don't get paid according to what you think are your payment terms, it's because of something that you failed to do or should have done differently. And the key to successful cash flow is to finding out what those things are. And very often they're not mistakes per se, they're a misalignment in terms of expectations, they're a misunderstanding of what the customer needs in order to pay your invoice, or some combination of all of these. And on big accounts and over a long period of time, it's always amazing to me how many of these things there are and how institutionalized they become. You get situations where you repeatedly make the same mistake over and over and over again, and it never gets firmly addressed. Now, of course, let's not ignore the fact that if you hand a customer an opportunity to be able to say, when are these guys ever going to send me an accurate invoice, then guess what?
They're not going to pay it.
They're going to be okay hanging on to their money. Because at the end of the day, they don't mind hanging on to their money if you don't care enough about an accurate invoice to send them one, right?
So the bottom line is, if you are in the throes of activating a lawyer, maybe have another cup of tea and sit down and figure this out, or at least come to some sort of arrangement. And Simon, if you have any stories, if you listening have any stories that either successfully show that you have engaged a lawyer, in other words, threatening did work, or maybe you have found in your own ways of dealing with customers who didn't pay you on time that you didn't need to activate a lawyer, please share those stories with us through the comment section of this podcast, because we'd love to hear them from you.